Okay, EJ, I think I have the rules. I'll try not to break the rules, okay?
Now, Carla, the number one AMC Oregon fan, this lady is so nuts she carries around her license plate that says, all my children with her to all the affairs.
Would you do me a big favor? I totally adore Michael E. Knight. He is my main man. Hug from his number one Oregon fan and tell him I love him. I love hugging Michael. He's a big old teddy bear. I'll be happy to fulfill your wish.
Is that a question, Jeannie? I don't quite get that.
Kinda knew it, but was there a question?
I know. I don't know about that. Okay. She said she appreciates your vocal sounds. I know that you do a good Irish. How about a little Irish for the holiday? I decked out the club for St. Patty's Day.
Oh, Lord, and Sigourney. If I got an Irish story to tell you. You never ask for directions in Ireland, because they tell you you got to find the Catholic Church first. That was my experience in Ireland. Every time we asked for directions, driving around, got lost and everything, and they always say, go right to the church, and then you go to O'Malley's, and then you go, and God be with you.
Oh, hi, Marge. I've been watching all my children for about 21 years now, and I think you're just a wonderful asset to the show. I love you. You just make me smile every time I see you. I wish you could be on more. I wasn't able to get to the last chat, but I have heard that you were played in an Elvis movie. Can you tell me which one that was?
Oh, the Elvis movie was called Clambake. It was the first movies I ever did, and I played a waitress, and a waitress who was just gaga over Elvis and his fancy car. I was a drive-in, you know, waitress, and wanted to wait on him and give him his little tuna fish sandwich or whatever, and asking if I might take a Southern, so I asked him if I might take a ride in his little car. And he was so sweet. I was overwhelmed. And I think I said something stupid to him, like, I hear you sing a bit, you know. And I remember him saying back, well, I try, ma'am. I try. Anyway, that's my Elvis story. Boy, he gorgeous. Porcelain gorgeous.
Hi, this is Dory. I've been watching all my children for about 20 years, and you're a great addition to the show. Thank you for joining us today. The only question I wanted to ask is whether or not you'll be at the luncheon this year for the fan club.
Oh, I definitely plan to be there because it helps me so much. It's wonderful. We live in a dark cave in the studio. So it's always wonderful to get out there and just have a chance to get somewhat of an overview of what we're doing in there. It's up the fans, so, you know, I try never try to miss that kind of thing. It's too important, so, yeah. You going to be there?
Yes, I will. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Thank you. I'll be there with, well, I don't know if I'll have bells on, but... Depends on what wardrobe lets me wear.
Next, Los Angeles. Here we have Mercedes 48.
Hi, Marge. Nice of you to join us this Sunday and take the time. I loved you in all of your TV shows, all my children, Santa Barbara, Guiding Light. I'd like to know which is your favorite role.
Well, you know, finally on Santa Barbara, it got to be a fun role, which you find when she went crazy. I got to do a little bit of Tennessee Williams theater. So there were different parts of the show. Of course, Capital I loved because she was such a snick. You know, the Pearl Mesta of Washington, D.C., so I loved her. But I must tell you, this is the first time I've had a chance to play more of a real disgusting femme fatale. I got to wait to this age to play a femme fatale. Go figure. Anyway, I love what I'm doing now, and I hope they keep me rock and rolling in this way.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, then. P.J. Bright, your turn now to talk to Marge. Say whatever it is you want to say.
Hi. I just wanted to ask you if you've made any other movies besides Clambake, and I'd really like to know if you're going to be at Super Soap Weekend next year.
Well, Super Soap Weekend, I never know. They decide who goes down there, the powers that be, and they only take so many people. So it all depends on that. And then other movies, well, a very big one I did was with Gregory Peck, called MacArthur, the story of General Douglas MacArthur, and I did it in, I think it was 76, something like that, which played Mrs. MacArthur, and then a show would be called Pendulum. And you know, Sweet November has just been remade. And I did the original one with Anthony Newley and Sandy Dennis. And I'm anxious to go see that to see what they've done, because I had everybody in it except the main characters had small parts, but I had a couple of lovely scenes in that. And, let's see, Pendulum, Sweet November. I just finished a movie called Pride and Loyalty that has, we shot it in New Jersey. It's an independent film that has about 6 soap stars in it, and 3 from my show, from my children, 3 from my As the World Turns, and One Life to Live, and there's a number of other movies, you know, right at the top of my head, I can't think what they are.
All right, Sleeping Beauty, your turn. What do you want to say to Marge?
Hi, Marge, and thanks for taking your time out. Well, I want to know, how was it to work with Angela Lansbury?
Up there again is a wonderful woman, did 2 of those shows. And she was just a fine woman, so professional, so prepared. And as a matter of fact, her son, one of the episodes I did, her son directed. And it was a terrific episode. So I was in awe, because that woman, her talent just never stops, never ceases, and nothing she can't do.
I got a little something here. The TV Life and Times of Marge. So listen up, folks.
Would you believe your life in TV tunes?
Beats having your face velcroed to Palmer Cortland's behind.
Captain's Log. Stardate? When Marge ripped off Spock's brain. Not even Marge could muss my Connor's hair. Quinn Martin introduced. Or was that Ruth Martin? As sands through the hourglass, so are the days of your TV life.
Yes, indeed.
Wait, that's not all. If you order now, you get all the songs I couldn't sing.
Get so thrilled. Takes very little to make me happy.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that in the chat room, and it brought back some memories and maybe inspired some new questions. Were you doing some of that work on that golf video out there?
Yes, I met with my golf pro, Debbie Steinbach, and we were talking about, we had several meetings out there with a golf promoter, because we're still so interested in, for women, so many women are starting to play golf now, and with early retirees and everything, and it was my game, and I'm trying to get back into it. But we also realize that so many women, you know, are taught by their husbands or by men, and it's a whole new way of teaching golf that can more or less relax you and give you a little more, feeling self-esteem, so you feel like you belong in that golf course, because women always feel like, you know, second-class citizens out there. And we hope to do it with humor, and, you know, producing some videos and everything will help us, help women feel like they belong out there more. And it's so healthy. So I've got to continue with some of it. So, and as I said before, I have my friends out there who I work with, and they're playing golf. So if you don't play golf, let's play tennis. It's not fun. Anyway, catch the capper.
Marge, just something interesting. I saw that the English meaning of the word golf was gentlemen only, ladies forbidden. So, you may put that on your footnotes of the video.
Well, may I add a comment to that? Let them prove they're gentlemen. And would any gentleman put the kibosh, real gentleman, put the kibosh of a real lady just simply wanting to play a sport that women have played since the beginning of the bloody game? La-di-da, there you have my thoughts on that.
Carla, you want to ask another question?
Yes, can I?
Yes, I've been asking you. Do it 3 times.
I'm ready.
Okay, wake up, wake up.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm here. Okay, Marge, my next question is, do you have any pets? And if you do, how many and what are they? I'm a cat person, and I have 3 kitty cats, and I love them.
You know what? At the moment, I don't have any pets. I have a little wind-up dog that my son and daughter gave me that goes, and runs around in circles. But if somebody wants, you know, to think I have a pet, I just put it in the hallway and wind it up. But I was raised with animals. I had kittens and puppies. I remember my first puppy that ran away with just a puppy, and I was crying all 3 days. And I was raised with horses, puppies, dogs, cats, cows, ducks at my grandmother's house. I had a lot filled with animals. I have actually ridden a cow. A lot of the horses that would, they tried to, you know, they threatened to send him to the glue factory because they couldn't be controlled. And he used to say that they'd been mistreated when they were young. We would buy some of the horses sometimes and try to retrain them. And we've got a couple that we could do that with. And then there were a couple that would hurt one of us, so we had to get rid of them. But we did try to save as many as we can. They're great. My children always had dogs. We had the greatest dog in the world called Peace. Because that was during the 60s, and naturally my daughter named her Peace. But she was our family. She was part of our family. When we lost her in an accident, I was devastated more than I ever thought I would be. So it never leaves you if you have them, and you never stop loving them. They're part of
Dreamer 1990, Lindsay in Miami, is ready with her question for you now, Marge.
Well, at first, I had only seen him at certain, social, you know, publicity events, and I didn't know him. I thought he was kind of standoffish. And then I heard you read his resume, you can put up on the net all the wonderful things that he did in Hollywood, and he was a fabulous dancer, you know, major musical films and on stage. And so I was quite impressed. But we got to know each other pretty quickly, and both agreed that we loved the humor and agreed how we felt about, you know, each other's characters. And so he'd become a buddy. We brought to dinner. I had him over for a hamburger a couple weeks ago. We love each other now. We talk all the time. And he's fabulous. And he's a dear.
Here's an interesting thing, Marge, on your curriculum vitae, your information. You played a character named Jimmy Mitchell once on a Canon episode. Jimmy Mitchell. You also played a Dupre lady.
I played a Jimmy Mitchell on a Canon. I'll tell you something about Bill Conrad. There was a very sexy man. He was hunky, but he was a very sexy man, I have to tell you. And then on the other one, what did you say? I played a what?
And you played an Andrea Dupre. Dupre as in Leah on a Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, Hawaii 5-0. Oh, wow. Those, I did a couple of those, and those were wonderful things to do because they would fly us to Hawaii. And I had never been to Hawaii before. They flew me over there the first time. And it's funny, you said Jimmy. And you know, Jimmy MacArthur was on that show. Who still, you know, I keep in somewhat contact with. He's a wonderful man. And, but those were terrific shows. What was the other part you asked me? Dupre. Can't these Hollywood writers come up with any new names? I mean, it's on I mean, Alex, we all have these sparkling names. I'm surprised we're not called Binky Banky Bunky Bunky something, you know. At least we don't have the East Coast.
Yep, or, you know, Willie.
Mark, this is Mercy again. I have some pictures of you from 1985 at a charity function at Beverly Hilton Hotel. You were in a fashion show, and I was wondering, what soap were you on in May 1985?
Oh, I was on Capital at the time. It must have been at the Beverly Hilton. It would be L.A. I was on Capital playing Myrna Clegg with Richard Egan. The big, there was another wonderful teddy bear, Richard Egan. He was lovely. He scared me to death when I first started working for him. And that deep, deep voice. And that was so funny because Richard had trouble with his back. And he couldn't move very quickly, so we had a huge set with long staircase. And they always had me going up and down the staircase, going flapping all over the room, and he would make one move. So my moves were that they were all through the damn room, and he got to get that one. So we always joked about that, but he was a wonderful man. That was Capital, my first show, and God, I love that character. I love Lane Davies, too. I think he is I think he's the, I don't want to say Gregory Peck, he's the, not Clark Davey, Cary Grant. He's honest to God the Cary Grant of our generation. He is the funniest man alive. That man is brilliant. And I love Pamela, too, fine when they gave her some nutty stuff to do. But I think they hired me on that show. It was very funny, I think, sort of to get rid of the part. And then they had new producers coming in and all sorts of, I think, behind-the-scenes battles and problems going on. So that didn't last as long as I had hoped it would. But while it lasted, in the very end of it, was really terrific stuff. I'm in today now because of the snow, so I'm very glad I'm in now. I get to walk it through my window and pretend I still see Santa Claus somewhere up there. If your question is it Paul up in my right? If you could be anyone for a day, who would it be? Well, I'll tell you someone I would be, Hillary Clinton. I'm afraid it has not been a good week or month for the poor dear. But anyway, who could I be for a day? Oh, there's so many people. I don't know. I think if I had guts, I'd like to be an astronaut to be it for the day. Most fascinating spiritual experience. And you can imagine it only went so far up. If you could go into space, I just don't know how any of them come back without having their lives totally and their spirit totally changed. So I have to pick any one of the astronauts that would take me.
Marge, you had started to talk about a film that you made in New Jersey with some other soap stars. Is that something that's out in video, is going to be on TV, or what?
We don't know yet, because an independent film, what they do is usually make the film. These are done by filmmakers who just love the art of making film and want to do it on their own. They don't go to a big studio. They raise enough money to independently do it. So they will make the film. They're editing it right now. And it's about a month. We should have some word on it, because of the five soap stars that are in it, they know it's going to go to video pretty much, and probably go to the foreign market. So it will be available on video. I will put it on my website. And we all feel very good about it. We feel like it's a good story written by a young man who's an attorney in Jersey. And it's very, it's a very honest story, and it's fun. And, you know, you've got Mark Consuelos in it. You've got Rebecca Buddick in it, and four or five other people. And so we're excited. We're going to see a screening of it maybe in about a month, and we're hoping to have our thumbs up. One with Joe Barber in it, and thank you. I got to see him and hug him again. I suggested he back all my children, and I could have another little scene with him, but I don't know what they're going to do about that. They just don't let me have any real fun. I still see Robin Madsen. She's in New York. In fact, we get together, and we'll probably get together this week sometime. I see Robin a lot. And a lot of the different people, Kelly and Mark, I've had over, and I've seen them and had dinner with them. And also, Jennifer Bassey is a good friend of mine. We go to the theater together a lot. And Jennifer's in a play right now off-Broadway. She's wonderful in it. So, and Michael and Knight and his lovely, gorgeous wife, the cat cosmetic woman, Catherine Hickman, who was my daughter on Capital. So we see each other a lot. So, yeah, there's a number of people I do. And John Callahan, I will be playing some golf with in Palm Springs, because he also has a home out there. I will tell Vincent, George Ann.
What is your favorite scene that you've ever done with it?
Actually, I'm not sure if I've done it yet. I think some of the first scenes we did, laying out our relationship, were very good scenes. And I hope we will have some wonderful scenes concerning his father and the heartache from both sides. I hope they'll think about writing something like that, because I think it would be terrific. And doesn't have to end anything necessarily or answer everything, but it's so strong right there. I hope they complete that.
Thank you, but I really enjoyed your scenes with him as Nick.
Oh, on Guiding Light. on dating life, you mean? Yeah, we had such a different relationship there. It wasn't quite as vile as the one we have on All My Children. But certainly was strange as well, wasn't it? And I was so sad that in Guiding Light that they just let my character go into the toilet, you say? The garbage, you say? I was very sad about that because you're a wonderful character. No, nobody knows who Leo's father is. For some reason, they are keeping that a big, big, big fat secret. And I'm wondering if Vanessa really knows who Leo's father is at this point. The way her reputation is preceding her, I'm getting serious myself. Curiouser and curiouser. So, if anybody finds out anything before me, let me know, okay?
Okay, Jenny, you have a question for Marge? Will the real January woman please stand up?
Thank you, January woman. What a name, January woman. You know, I'm also Josh's number one fan. I'm so happy we started on the show together. He was wonderful right from the get-go. So eager to work. It was just great. And if you've never done a soap before, it's really tough in the beginning. And poor Darwin is working so hard these days, I'm afraid he's going to faint. But he's just terrific.
Oh, I loved the scene when you said to him, what was it, zip up your pants the other day?
As only a mother could say it was shame. Although I don't think, you know, Vanessa was very concerned. It was like she sees it all the time.
Well, he's seen her in a lot more compromising positions now, hasn't he? Marge, you there with us? Oh, shucks, we almost made it to the top of the hour without one mess up. I see she got knocked off AOL. Go ahead, you know, see if I care. Go on, get out of here. Go ahead and leave me. I bet you that's her on the phone. Well, I'll find out. Just there at the phone ring, I said, I bet that's Marge. I'll put the phone up to the mic and we'll say, well, everybody, I'm sorry, I had a wonderful time, okay? And we'll wrap it up.